The Manitoba Association of Christian Homeschools would like to thank the Learning House for sponsoring this recording.
Good morning. My name is Stacey Fraser, as she just said. I am the conference coordinator this year, and actually for the last couple of years. And homeschool mom, that's the most important thing, right? So we're here for Homeschooling 101. It's not that I have tons of wisdom, but I've been there, right? So I've been in your shoes where you're just trying to figure out, how do we do this? Why are we doing this? Am I crazy? Can somebody tell me what to do? I remember sitting with my sister when we decided, because they were in for a few years before us, and saying, okay, like, so what am I supposed to teach? And she's like, just calm down. So a little background, one of the things I like to talk about, when you've decided to homeschool, it's not as much how do I homeschool. You need to wrap your mind around why you have decided to homeschool, okay? Because on those days where nothing is going right, where the kids are driving you crazy, where you think that you're inadequate, you think that you have not taught them anything, you think that you are just going to produce these children who are way too dumb to function in the world, there's going to be those days. And if you know why you are homeschooling, why did you make this decision in the first place, then that's going to take you way farther than anything else in the world, okay? So if you have decided that you are going to homeschool because you want your children to be smarter than if they were in public school, that's probably not going to help you when you have those bad days, okay? If you have decided that you want to bring them home because the public school system is broken, because you don't like what you're seeing there, because you don't want your children to turn out like what they're producing, if you want to be closer to your children, if you want your family to be more of a unit, if you want to be able to travel with them, if you want to do school all the way around the United States and teach them geography by traveling to these places, things like that, that is going to help you kind of draw back in and go, okay, we're going to be okay, because we're not doing this because of these outcomes. So what kind of outcome do you want? So now I'm going to jump back now into why we started homeschooling, and just bear with me. So this is actually a funny picture, because it's not funny. This is my family, and this was quite a few years ago. This is the last time I did this session at this conference, and I put this picture up. It was probably 5-6 years ago. So that's me, and that's seven of my children. There's one more now. And so we, now I'm gonna show you. So it's, we, COVID happened, we got bored. So, they're not all mine. We had one more. I think I'm holding him. That's Judah, he's a brat. Right? And then, you know, all the rest of them grew up, and we had three weddings during COVID years. Again, we were bored, it was good. And then babies started happening that are not mine. This is the best stage in the world. So this is 5 years later, three weddings, six babies, one was mine, five of them thankfully are not mine, and there's one more coming. Not mine. I just need to be clear there. I am done. So that's my crazy family. We have eight children. So we're going to back up now. When my, I have, like I said, I have eight, and there's the three big ones. And then there's five. And I used to call them the littles, but now all of a sudden the oldest of the littles is 14. And so she's not so little anymore. So when my older three were young, when Noah was, he's my youngest of the older three, when he was two, I went back to school. So I went to university for 6 years while they were in those little years. And I took home ec, human ecology, and education. And then I was teaching in the public school system. So I'm a high school teacher. And so at that time, we have these three big kids. And they're little at the time, and they're all in the public school system. I'm teaching, all as well, sort of. But, you know, things are just not when you've got your kids leaving you for however many hours a day, and you're going off and doing your job, you don't necessarily have your finger on the pulse of everything that's going on in their lives, right? It's really hard to like have everything under control when they're gone for so long. And we were living in a little town, and so our boys, actually, it's funny, our boys are 20 months apart in age, and so they shared a bedroom. They also shared a school room because they had shared classes, so they just couldn't get away from each other. And they seemed to be doing fine. And our oldest daughter was just it's funny. She's lovely now. But, you know, she just was a challenge. And she got into trouble everywhere, even in this tiny little school. So we decided we're going to pull her out of public school and put her into a private Christian school. So we put her into Faith Academy. And I thought, okay, the problems are going to stop. And no, she just kept getting into trouble. It was attention seeking. I'm sure now, it's like she's 28 now. So she's in private school, they're in public school, and you know, she's still getting into trouble and just not getting along with everybody. And so we decided at that point that we had to do something, you know, big. We had to shake things up. And so I was teaching full time and my kids are off doing their thing. And it was the Lord, like, obviously, but we just felt like we just needed to do something serious. And so we did do something serious. We pulled three kids out of school. We had decided to have more kids. We moved. We went to Disney World and to call that a field trip. That was the beginning of our homeschool journey. Don't tell your kids. They'll be like, hey, that's what we should do. But, you know, looking back, because I've got a lot of perspective now, it was a lot of years ago, and we had five more kids after that, and not everybody's going to be that crazy. But it was the best thing. It was the best decision we could have ever made for our family. And I never, ever, for a second, have regretted it. And yes, there's been hard days. And yes, it was a big change. But I'm telling you, those years, especially because they were going into grade 5, 6, and 8, so they weren't little anymore. But those years that I had with my kids at home, I can't have those back, right? So I spent those years getting to know my kids better, and they grew up in my house with me. Our favorite thing in the world to do was sit in the living room and do our school in the morning and just chat. And we would just, you know, that's how we would start our day. And would our life have been different if they'd stayed in school? 100%. Because do you know what happens when kids go to school? Do you know who becomes their most important people in their lives? Not you. It's going to be their friends. And I taught home ec, so I taught family studies and sewing and I actually taught some science and everything. Anyways, my family studies classes were fascinating. My grade 12s, I always asked them, I gave them a survey at the beginning of the year and asked them one of the questions was, what's the most important thing in your life? And 100% of them said their friends. 100%. So it did scare me at the time, and you don't... You know, that shouldn't be the biggest motivator, but I don't want to be my kids' friends, but I want our family to be important to them. I want them to love being part of a family, okay? And I want that generational, you know, I want it to move on and for them to have kids and for it to just keep going and them to be close. So, and one other thing is, my daughter was in private Christian school, and she tells me, to this day, that she was at this fork in the road when we pulled her out, that she could very easily have gone the other way if we hadn't done something drastic, because she was really just such an attention seeker, and she was very, like, she just really needed just mom, like, and her family and dad, and she just needed that time. I didn't really recognize that at the time, but now looking back, I'm so thankful that the Lord did this in our family and that we were able to have those years. And man, like, they're just such special years. And was looking back, what was the most important thing that happened? It wasn't that I taught them math. It wasn't that they learned all these things. Like, I'm not going to list a bunch of stuff that they can do now, but I will say that I know my kids. Our family is good. They're you know, they're believers. They've gone on and married. They're functioning in society. Oh my, like they can actually have a conversation. And so that's our story. That's our why. Why did I pull my kids out? So that I could get to know them, so that our family would be stronger. So some Bible verses about why we do feel so strongly about homeschooling. So do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. And wow, is that ever applicable? And, you know, it's funny when our kids were younger and there was, in our church, there was somebody that said, you know, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And it's true. Like we should have this salt and light mentality, but that can't necessarily be your kids' like best friends, their buddies that they're hanging out with all the time, because you know it's a very rare person who will bring up their, you know, you're with bad people and you're going to make them be the good person. No, probably they're just going to be as bad as the rest of them. Okay, so that's important. Whoever is not for me is against me. Now, the public school system is not for Christians. It's becoming increasingly difficult, and I've been out of there for 15 years, but I'm telling you, it was scary when I was there, and it's been 15 years. Things have changed. And so when I was teaching, there was a rainbow flag in every classroom, and if children said certain things, like, you know, they like to, when they're joking, they'll be like, oh, that's gay. Well, that would be to the principal's office right now. If your kids spoke out against like some kind of club that they didn't like, or if they brought in, because the enemy is attacking, obviously, Christians, we know that. And so we can't necessarily have clubs that are Christian in schools, but you can have these other ones. And so then if our children, and we want our children to be strong and to be able to stand up against these things and to speak out, but as soon as they do, then it's hate speech, and good grief is the government making that even more clear, right? So it's more important even now. And guys, we're not, like, I know so many people believe in their children being that salt and light, but man, they are not ready. They are not little missionaries. And if you have that special kid who is, and they're just out there marching and just telling it like it is, that's amazing. And keep them strong. But I love what Dr. Wild was said yesterday about like the social anxiety of kids in school. And when our kids were in school, there was no such thing as social media. And I can't even imagine them growing up in that. So if you've got kids who are stuck in that, and it's constant and the bombardment, I don't think as an adult I could handle that. I don't think that I could handle people bullying me online, and I'm a grown-up and I do not have that thick of a skin. So the public school system is not for us. The teachers are not for your children, as if they, in the Christian realm. So hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. From Deuteronomy 6. And that feels like marching orders, doesn't it? Like, how can we be doing this with our children when we only see them for a couple of hours a day? I have a girlfriend who lives in BC, and she owns a daycare, and she said that she gets these kids dropped off at 6 o'clock in the morning and picked up at 6 o'clock at night, and she's like their parents, because they go home, they have a bath, they have dinner, they go to bed. So who's raising these kids? And if we feel strongly about how our children are to be raised, then we need to be able to see them, and we need to be able to talk about these things. And it feels like that says all the time, right? Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it. And this is just, it makes sense, right? If we are training them in a certain way. Obviously, there's going to be things that sometimes go wrong, but we still, as parents, our mandate is to do the best we can by our kids, because the Lord has given us these kids, and the only way that we are even going to affect society is by first starting in the home. Your kids are the first priority, and then your family becomes strong, because you can't be strong by only seeing them once in a while. So Psalm 78 says, he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and will arise and tell to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and that they should not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not steadfast, whose spirit was not faithful to God. So again, this is a generational thing. We are raising, and it's really is such a blessing that we have got all these kids, and now they are having kids.